Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, pleased to be back in our Buck studio here at WPR with live music, lots of it, from lots of performers. They're members of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra, a venerable institution that has trained and encouraged many a musician over the years, and we'll be hearing some of the results from two ensembles during this hour. Of course, we'll have a quiz question for you at 12:30 and your chance to win one of our valuable prizes. All of that in this action-packed hour of the midday. And now let's meet our first performers. They are members of a woodwind quintet. And who is going to start? What is the name of your quintet?
We are the Lalita Woodwind Quintet.
And how did you come up with that name? And who are you, by the way?
My name is Asha Sundaram. I play flute in the quintet. The name Lalita is from our donors who generously sponsored this quintet for WISO.
Very nice. Okay. And the first piece you're going to be playing is by August Klughart, not a household word, although he was well known in his day. And we're going to hear about him from...
I am Flynn Ewer. August Klughart, he isn't very well known. He's a German composer from between the 1850s and the 1900s, so he was kind of sandwiched in between the whole Wagner and Brahms situation. And
and it was a situation, too.
It was a situation, and that kind of overshadowed him, so people don't say much about him as a composer. He has a couple of symphonies. His wind quintet is one of his most famous works, but there's not much to say about him.
Well, what about his quintet from which we're going to be hearing a movement then? Does anybody have anything to say about that from your ensemble here?
The movement that we're going to be playing has a lot of fun dynamics. We have all of these crescendos that keep on getting louder and louder, but then they as soon as we get to the end, it's piano. So there's all of these crescendos into pianos, and that's a fun little dynamic for us to play.
And your ensemble includes flute, and we've heard from Asha just now, and oboe.
Yep, I'm Caroline Sachs. I'm the oboist in this quintet, and then we've heard from Flynn.
And clarinet.
My name is Frosia, and I play bassoon.
Okay, and now the clarinet.
I'm Janice, and I'm the clarinetist in the quintet.
Okay, is everybody ready? We're going to be hearing this movement, Allegro Vivace, from the Woodwind Quintet by August Klughart from the Lalita Woodwind Quintet.
Thank you.
That was the Lalita Woodwind Quintet with the movement Allegro Vivace from the Woodwind Quintet of August Klughardt. He was a composer who inclined toward the work of Wagner and Liszt in a big controversy, but he wrote in forms that they never would touch, such as chamber music, luckily for us. And they are members, the Lalita Woodwind Quintet of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, from whom we're hearing during this live hour of the midday from our Buck studio here at WPR. Mozart wrote a serenade for winds, and he must have liked it because he rewrote it in two different other versions. There's a wind octet version, and then there's a string quintet version. And needless to say, you being wind players are going to take the original version a couple of times over here. And did we decide to hear one movement at a time or both movements? What did you all vote on? We had a big committee meeting here right before showtime, and we'll see how well you've governed yourselves. What did you decide?
One movement at a time.
One movement at a time. Thank you. We got a definite answer there. You should all be in government. No, you shouldn't. You should be making music. Stay right where you are. So what about this first movement we'll hear? It's actually the second movement of the Serenade in C minor, this Andante. Who would like to fill us in?
So our next piece is the Mozart Serenade in C minor. It was originally composed for wind octet, so two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, and two horns. And it was masterfully arranged for woodwind quintet by Mordechai Rechtman, who was an Israeli bassoonist. So we will be playing the second and fourth movements.
Starting with the second movement. Here we go.
Thank you.
The second movement, Andante, from Mozart's Serenade in C minor for winds. And what about this now up-tempo allegro that we're about to hear? Anybody want to take that on?
This movement has a lot of fast-moving parts and contrasting variations played by various instruments. So it migrates across the quintet, and you'll hear a lot of contrasting parts, some which sound stately and loud and aggressive, and others which are very gentle and soft.
Thank you.
They're good, aren't they? How about that? Not that there's any surprise there. Now we're going to be changing ensembles, but before we do, don't go quite yet, would you reintroduce yourselves and tell us what school you attend? Who's got that?
I'm Janice, and I'm the clarinetist in the quintet. I go to Middleton High School.
I'm Ferocia, I'm the bassoonist, and I go to Madison West.
I'm Flynn, I play horn in the quintet, and I am one of the few from Middleton High School.
I'm Caroline. I'm the oboe in the quintet, and I also go to Middleton High School. Yeah, small world.
I'm Asha. I play flute, and I go to Sun Prairie West High School.
You sound proud of that, as you should. And one more thing. Who's your coach in this Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras?
The wonderful Dr. Fink.
That would be Mark Fink. Okay, celebrated oboist for many years in these parts and beyond. That's the Ladita Quintet, and a pleasure having you and performing the first half of the midday today. And we'll be getting to our quiz question and all that shortly. But in the meantime, we'll do some stage switching as we will be going from winds to strings. So versatile are these players that we'll be hearing from. And we are looking forward to hearing from three more composers altogether. So let's get that process started. And we will also take a quick station break here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Okay, so let's get our string players up there. Yeah, sure, go ahead. And we're back, and we'll get to the quiz question in about 60 seconds. But first, let's meet our next set of performers. And again, you're hearing live music from our Buck studio today here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the midday, and we will have more live performances upcoming too, but most immediately one from this string quartet, which comes from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And who would like to tell us about the name of your quartet and where that comes from?
So we are the Pondrum String Quartet. And before we started our half of the program, we wanted to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, the Pondrum family, for generously sponsoring our quartet throughout this year and whom we were named after.
And who are you named after?
Oh, my name is Ava Kenny, and I'm the first violinist.
My name is Jane Story, and I'm the second violinist.
My name is Katerina Kenny, and I'm the cellist.
And I am Sage Eckerd-Lee. I play viola.
All right, and we'll be getting to them in just a minute in terms of their music that they pick. But first, it's lo and behold, 12:30, and time for the quiz question. First, we'll, and it's always nice to have a musical accompaniment for it, too, so go ahead. Review yesterday's question, which went like this. And this is where we invite the audience to blurt out the answer, because this is yesterday's question, okay? Which was, about 1 in 3 Americans between the age of 18 and 29 have one or more, and 1 in 10 Americans between the age of 50 and 64 have one or more.
Tattoo.
You were listening yesterday. Yeah, but tattoo, that is right. That was yesterday's answer. You can be proud of yourself anyway, for stepping forward. Now today's question, taking us to the movies. Set in Depression-era America, this film comedy is based on a Homeric epic. Name the film. Set in Depression-era America, this film comedy is based on a Homeric epic. Do not blurt out the answer to that one. And you can, however, call in with your answer at 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda, or you can email Ruth Ann in our studio, our FM studio, at midday@wpr.org between now and a couple of minutes before 1 o'clock when we will reveal all and award a prize for the correct answerer to our quiz question for today. And now back to our string quartet, and they have not one or two, but actually three different composers that they're going to be performing music from, beginning with one from Haydn. And why is this string quartet that we'll be hearing from called The Rider? Does anybody know? Does anybody period know? But what do you think?
Yes, so we will be starting with our half of the program with the last movement of Haydn's string quartet, nicknamed The Rider. Throughout the movement, you can hear this gallop-like character and fiery energy that's passed around the quartet, from offbeat eighth notes in the lower voices to exciting virtuosic passages that Jane and I get to play in the violins. It has been a super fun piece to play, and we hope you enjoy the ride.
Wow, okay, here we go. Saddle up The Rider. The name makes sense, doesn't it? The Rider. That's the finale from the String Quartet in G Minor by Haydn, as performed by the Pundrum String Quartet, one of the ensembles from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And who is your liaison in the organization? You can translate as coach if you wish.
Oh, yes. We were, throughout this year, we've been coached by our Clayton Tillotson. He's been a wonderful coach, and he's given us so many ideas. Yeah.
And one more question. As a string quartet, any one of you can answer this. You don't have a conductor, of course. How do you decide who gets to start and who's calling the shots and frowning when somebody is a little off somewhere?
Well, we always try everyone's ideas. We throw out anything we can think of that can make our group better and try everything we can, and
that sounds very democratic, and it worked very well too in that performance of the string quartet, The Rider by Haydn, the first or the finale therefrom. And I suppose I should repeat our quiz question about now before we get into a contemporary composer that you'll be performing the music of. So here's our question today. Set in Depression-era America, this film comedy is based on a Homeric epic. Identify that film in the next 20 minutes, and maybe you'll win today's prize. And you can email your answer to us the usual way at midday@wpr.org, or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda, and we'll see who wins our prize from among our correct respondents, as usual, just a couple minutes before 1 o'clock after some more music from the Pundrum String Quartet. And this now from a contemporary composer, Kevin Lau by name. You're going to be playing a string quartet movement from his works. And who can tell us about him? A Canadian composer, is that right?
Yeah. So actually, the way that we got into playing this piece was we recently participated in the finals of the St. Paul String Quartet Competition Junior Division. It was an incredible experience, and we ended up receiving the silver medal. And we were thank you. We were especially honored to receive the BIPOC prize. For the BIPOC round of the competition, the required work was the first movement of Kevin Lau's third string quartet, which is named Gliding. And we will perform that next, and Katarina will introduce it.
From riding to gliding.
Yeah, we have really enjoyed learning this piece, the Lau, because of the different solos that are passed around the quartet, including the amazing solo that you will hear in the beginning of the piece. This movement is filled with many complex rhythms, lyrical melodies, and our favorite of them all, rock and roll themes. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Gliding, a movement, the first movement from the string quartet from 2014 by contemporary Canadian composer Kevin Lau, as played by the Pondrum String Quartet. We'll have more live music from the quartet, and it will follow right after this here on WPR. So that gives you another minute to breathe. Very nice. Going very well here. And we're back live in our Buck studio here at WPR with The Pondrum String Quartet, one of the two ensembles we've featured today, both of them from the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And we will have a little info about the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras on our website in a day or so, along with these performances, if everybody's happy with that. And you can go to wpr.org/midday. That always sounds so dangerous. wpr.org/midday, and we'll have some info about how you or someone you know might become a member of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. And now, from the works of F. Mendelssohn, not Fanny, but Felix. And this is a movement from his string quartet, number 2 in A minor, and it's the first movement, in fact. And what about it?
Yeah, so this was the first piece that we played as a quartet, so it's extra special to us. We started it way back in September, but we've never gotten tired of it. It starts off very quiet and slow and very calmly, and then it switches moods into a allegro vivace, very high energy, driving sort of feel. And that is, it's a very fun energy to try to transmit to the audience, even if that's over radio waves.
Oh, yes, radio can do that.
But for this piece, Felix Mendelssohn drew from a lot of different inspirations. The most main of those are probably some late Beethoven quartets, and then a song that actually Mendelssohn wrote himself just a few months before writing this quartet, and it was a song entitled, if you translate it to English, Is It True?
Ist das wahr, yeah.
It's pretty much asking the question, is it true that you love me? And for me, I like to think that the opening, it's slow, and that sort of what might you might see on the outside of whoever's singing this song. And then when it switches to the wilder tempo, that's maybe what you see, might think of on the inside of whoever's asking the question, that sort of anticipation of hearing the answer. Is it true? So that's this Felix Mendelssohn in A minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Pondrum String Quartet with the first movement, an action-packed movement indeed, from Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet No. 2 in A minor. And thanks to our YSO ensembles today, both the Pondrum String Quartet and also the Lalita Woodwind Quintet, for providing live music from our Buck studio today. Always fun to have these dazzling young musicians performing during the midday. Our quiz question for today: set in Depression-era America, this film comedy is based on a Homeric epic, and that would be Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Said to be George Clooney's favorite among his films. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is our answer. Our winner today is Peter Irvin from Janesville, and we will send him the prize with, if he'll call back or email back with an address, we'll send him the prize, which is this Overtures from Overture Hall CD from the Madison Symphony. Thanks to our engineer, Tom Blaine, and also Trina LaSousa back there, Ruth Ann Bessman, and also to Amanda for answering your calls here on WPR 101.5.